is a good recording, man. Yeah, I can dig it.
Solid, right on.
Good morning and welcome to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Calvin. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right, although the weekend went by a little too fast for my liking, but I'm hanging in there for a Monday. How are you?
All right, man. So, did you get to watch any of the championship game?
I didn't actually watch any, but I saw some highlights and checked out the box score.
Man, spectacular women's basketball this weekend. And the tickets for the championship game in South Carolina, with South Carolina and Iowa, one of the most expensive tickets in the history of college basketball. Men, tickets are they for the NCAA men championships are going to be less expensive than the women's. And it was just a spectacular, spectacular game, spectacular final 16. I fell in love, man, with the girls game, with the women's game of basketball, college basketball. And I will never not become a fan. I'm going to be a fan now because of the excitement, the abilities that these young women have, their talents, their commitment to excellence, their athletic ability, just all of those things, and more than anything else, their competitiveness, all shown throughout the entire playoffs. And so women's college basketball is on the ascension. There's no question whatsoever, And the puzzling thing to me, Calvin, is as talented as all those young ladies are, they go up to the next level. They don't lose their talent. They get even better. And yet nobody watches it. So I don't know what the allure is more on the college level than it is on, the professional level. But whatever that is, it's puzzling to me. But I'm going to watch some female pro basketball, the WNBA, as they begin their season. I'm certainly going to do that because, man, they're worthy of us watching them, man. They put in all that work. Their ability, again, is unmatched, unquestioned. And I go back to a time when women's basketball was just, getting publicity, and finally was being able to be shown on television. That's what happens when you're a geezer. You remember all those things. Let me reach out to a fellow geezer, Gary from Sussex. Good morning to you, man. How you doing?
Earl, you're a kid next to me. I'm 72. I think you're only, 70 now? You turned 70?
Yeah, we're still geezers, man. So we're both geezers. You're a 72-year-old geezer. I'm a 70-year-old geezer. So,
yeah. All right. Hey, I got a couple comments. Yes, I never watched women's college basketball, never. This year, I started watching it in the last probably 2 months or so because of Caitlin Clark. She's amazing, okay? As far as the WNBA, I don't think I'll ever watch that, but I do love women's indoor volleyball. My wife and I get really into that.
So the question is, why won't you watch the pro game?
I don't know. I'm just really... I don't know. I like the innocence of college now it's starting to change. Now they're starting to pay these people. They allow them to get out there and do commercials and stuff like that. So it's changing. But what the fear that I have was, I don't know if you heard this, the question was asked of the South Carolina coach. They asked her about transgenders getting into playing basketball. And she said she has no problems with a guy who thinks he considers himself a woman to play. And that's going to destroy it. And if that happens,
so Gary,
basketball.
So the boogeyman is coming. The boogeyman is coming. Man, I mean, can't we just, get off of, the politics just for a second? To disavow all of the greatness and the positive publicity that came with the women's, game, college game. Let's look at the positive parts of these things, man. To come up with this boogeyman, some transgender person is going to be playing. It hasn't happened. And I think it's not even the time or the place to even have that conversation, man.
Earl, they asked her the question, and she went out there and told
Why would
the
they
world
ask? So, Gary, my point is, why ask that question? It was a great series. It was great basketball. It was great for the women's sports. Whoever asked the question is a moron. I mean, it took away, the question takes away from everything that they did. Go ahead.
It's terrible. So the other coach was asked the question also because they were sitting side by side. And she said, hey, I'm talking about basketball right now. I'm not talking about this, But the other one said, no, she has no problems recruiting guys to go play basketball on her team.
Hey, Gary.
If this happens, that it's going to destroy for all the young ladies.
Hey, Gary, if ifs and nuts were candy and butts, what a wonderful world it will be. If, man, it was great basketball. We don't need to tar and feather it with these, the boogeyman is coming arguments. And so that's really it, man. We don't need to go down that road. When we go down that road, we take away from all the positive aspects and things that occurred during women's basketball. I saw and paid attention to it over the last 2 months like you. I fell in love with it. But that's not going to change one iota because somebody asked a stupid question that should have never been asked because it has nothing to do with what took place, man.
Bad answer to that. She should have said, I'm working.
There shouldn't have been a question, Gary.
Playing the champ. Earl, you're shooting the messenger. I'm just telling you, it's been all over sports this weekend. She got a lot of grief. I wish you would have kept her mouth shut. I watched the game yesterday, and I was rooting for Iowa.
No kidding.
I'm a Caitlin Clark fan,
No kidding.
And then I was actually rooting for the young lady from Germantown at UConn. So my wife and I were kind of going back and forth.
Okay.
Hey,
Gary.
From Germantown.
Thank you. Thank you very much for the call, man. But that, that's part of what's wrong with our country. And I'm going to get into that, after, short break. But come on, let's go to Tom from LA. Good morning to you, Tom. How you doing, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must not forget that. The power is in our hands to get out and vote and to get registered to vote. just unbelievable to me that, first off, you had a great, great basketball finals. You had a great, this person that asked a question like that, that's media malpractice, first off. Second off, that became the highlight then of everything. That's what made it political. Why can't we just enjoy the women playing basketball? And I'm just amazed at how tall that girl was from South Carolina.
6'7".
Holy cow, that's why Iowa couldn't win, honestly, was because of the game, down below. I mean, that's why.
Yeah, they beat them on the inside. They beat them on the inside.
Absolutely, and they're going to when they're 6'7" like that. But yeah, that's all I'm going to leave it at, because I really don't want to get into this other craziness that makes it political, and that's coming from me. I just enjoyed the game. I enjoyed all the players. I actually watched it where they had what was her name? It was on ESPN, but it was a different ESPN.
Lieberman.
Did like the Peyton Manning.
Lieberman.
Well, they did like the Peyton Manning type thing, yeah. Eli Manning thing, where they had the two women that were professional basketball players.
Yeah, Nancy Lieberman.
People.
Nancy Lieberman.
No.
Oh.
No, it was
a different one. Okay. Yeah, they had a lot of different. Like they had a lot of different. It was seen a lot of different places.
They were interviewing Ted Lasso, you know, they were doing different things like that. But the thing I found so enjoyable about it was the idea of basketball. Why do we have to bring, you know, yes, there are a lot of lesbians in professional basketball. That's never going to change, people. But you know what? Let's not make this into an LGBTQ plus issue. Let's make this into a basketball issue. And for Gary to say he's not going to watch the WNBA because it's too much, where now it's becoming commercialized, or now it's becoming where the girls are making possibly money and all that kind of stuff, it kind of taints it. Well, yeah, that taints all sports. But you guys being conservatives, aren't you about the person being able to make their money and make their due and all of that kind of stuff? I mean, I can see that coming from me, where I believe in, you know, we the people are all in this together, and that, you know, everyone's being paid a little too much in the sports, but you know, that's the way the TV contracts go. That's your free market that you love to call it. So, you know, that's what happens. So I just want to say, I enjoyed the game. I enjoyed the basketball. I've enjoyed women's basketball for the past, you know, 25, 30 years. Even when I was in high school, I enjoyed it. I enjoy the fact that they use mechanics. They actually miss shots. You don't know if they're going to miss it.
Right. Well, look, man, you know, we're going to get into some politics, you know, and because that's kind of what we do, man. But, you know, to bring politics into the girls' game is ridiculous. And whoever the reporter was who asked the question should have been released, because if that's the best thing you can come up with out of all those great weeks of basketball, then you're in the wrong profession. 844-967-2789. When we come back, what does it mean to be an American? It means something different to all of us. I can tell you what it means to me. Love to hear your ideas on the other side. 844-967-2789. A Motown Monday on
I remember my first love affair. Somehow another the whole darn thing went wrong. My mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying, Boy, oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, there's gonna be a whole lot of trouble in your life. Listen to me, get up off your knees, cause only the strong survive. That's what she said, only the strong survive. Only the strong survive. Yeah, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't go.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, the greatest Motown hits of all times. Every Monday, 8 to 10 on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back. You know, before we took that short hiatus, I asked the question, what does it mean to be an American? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, there is no right answer. It should mean, you know, it means different things to different people. So I'm just curious as to how you would articulate it. Different things for different people. Calvin, you got any thoughts on what it means to be an American to you? It's a broad question.
It is. It is.
And
kind
I know
of,
you have a, to give. You have to really give it some thought.
Yeah.
So that while you're doing that, let me say this. And our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. So being an American, it's supposed to mean, I didn't say what it is, what it's supposed to mean is that we have, you know, free and equal opportunities in this nation. And that we have the ability, should have the ability to become whoever it is we want to become. We should believe that there's a government that is going to be looking out for the American people. And that the opportunities of freedom and equality should never come into question. As an American, that should be at the root of everything that encompasses being an American. Free and equal opportunity. 844-967-2789. Like I said, that's what it's supposed to mean. Calvin, to me, your thoughts.
Well, I think you summed it up nicely of what it's supposed to mean. For what I've like felt as an American, I can't say, I don't know how I express my Americanism. I guess you just hope the ideal is that everyone is free and has equal opportunity. But I think that's tough to say that that is what it is today, because that's not always the case.
So let's go to the text. Tony, being an American is supposed to be about striving to be better, to scratch out a living for ourselves and family and bringing along our entire community. Look, the words of the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, those are beautiful, beautiful allegorical words. But we struggle today to make them a reality. Again, your thoughts about what it means to be an American. You know, some will say, well, to make a whole lot of money. I get a chance to be a billionaire. You know, I could be Elon Musk. I can be Donald Trump. You know, it's more than that. You know, what the nation represents and stands for is an ideal. You know, it's an ideal. And certainly an ideal is something that you can't put your hands on, you know, lay your hands on it and say, well, this is, and put ownership to the ideal. Because being an American today is a whole lot different than it was when I was a young man. The divide in the country is proof positive that we are as far away from being united in this nation as we have been in my lifetime. So being an American is something that I think everybody needs to stop and pause and think about, especially as, you know, things get nastier and nastier in this election cycle. Don't forget, 50% of the American people don't give a rip about the election cycle. And if you ask them their beliefs about being an American, most of them would say, bah, humbug, hooey. Because they don't think enough of the nation to even vote. Being an American, you know, again, what does it mean to you? Because if we can't, you know, put our finger on it at this juncture of our lives, then why do we even bother to go around and talk about the greatest nation on earth if we ourselves can articulate what that means? Well, it means more than just acquiring things, a lot of money. I think it's a lot broader than that. And, you know, the amendments are kind of what is supposed to give us the freedoms, freedoms of speech, the freedom of religion, those kinds of things that came later in the Constitution. And the fact that people, on Wednesday, a Thursday, I'm going to have a good friend, attorney Roy Evans from Milwaukee, who will be here to talk a little bit about, you know, what these things mean and why they're so important. You know, what it means to be an American, you know, means something different to each and every one of us. But, you know, we've got news, weather, and sports up next. But when we return, Calvin, you have a dog?
I have two, actually.
Yeah, you've had dogs all your life.
Yep.
I want to talk with people who have dogs and what it means for a dog to be man's best friend. 844-967-2789 is the number. Monday, Motown Mondays on the Earl Ingram Show.
Hey, you gotta be strong. You better hold on. Don't worry about it. Don't you know that things are gonna change? Oh, but you gotta...
Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Dog is man's best friend. I've heard it time and time again. You've heard it time and time again. Many of you have dogs, and I like to hear from you. Because they're all kind of dogs, Calvin. I'll bet you, Calvin, you don't have a pit bull.
I don't, no.
All right. So what kind of dog do you have?
I have a yellow lab and a corgi.
A yellow lab is a beautiful dog, man. What's the other dog?
A corgi.
A corgi, little short.
Yeah, like the kind the queen used to have.
Yeah, so how do they get along?
Oh, they love each other.
Yeah.
The lab's 8 and the corgi's 3. So there's a... age difference, but yeah, they love each other.
Different personalities.
Very different personalities.
So for a person who doesn't have a dog, what do you mean by the dog's personalities?
Just the way they act towards you or to each other. Both my dogs beg for food. That's
well,
one thing they
beg
do.
For food.
But yeah, like how loving they are, like how they respond to pets, like what they like to do with their toys. Like my corgi does this thing where she chews her bone on the couch, but then she pushes it off on purpose, and then she jumps up back and forth, getting the bone off the floor. So yeah, just stuff like that.
So do they fight for your attention?
Oh yes, they're very jealous of each other.
Yeah,
but it's they're not nasty, but yeah.
So, and you've had dogs all your life?
Yep, my whole life.
So your thoughts about a pit bull, man?
I think that...
Would you have one?
I don't think I would ever have one, but only because I have my preferences, and the pit bull's not one of them. I think raised correctly, any dog is a good dog.
Do you have friends that have pit bulls?
I don't. Okay. Don't have a lot of friends who actually have dogs.
All right. 844-967-2789. Why is, you know, is your dog, and do you look at your dog as your best friend? Yeah, that's a hell of a statement. But people who have dogs, you know, I mean, I see them, and there clearly is something that goes on between the master and the dog that is, you know, inseparable. Sometimes I think people enjoy being around their dogs more than being around human beings.
Yeah, I've definitely heard of people who say that.
All right. Let's go to the text line. I have multiple beagles over my life, and I love them except for the baying. You know? You know what a baying sound is, right?
Yeah, like the kind of like howling type barking noise.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, let's go to the phone lines and Sharky from Racine. Hey, good morning to you, Sharky. I bet you have a German Shepherd.
No, actually, I got a beautiful golden red retriever.
Now, that's
beautiful. He's 4 years old.
Okay.
He's 4 years old. And he's doing, I think today he's going to finish up my taxes. He's so brilliant.
So Labradors, everything that I've heard about Labrador, I know they're beautiful, beautiful animals. But from everything I heard about them, and very, get along with people very well, but they can be if someone who doesn't know them or presents a problem with the owners, they can be aggressive.
Oh, this guy goes from 0 to 200, and I can bring him back real quick. And we are in the process of testing him. I'm going to get a hold of my police friends and get a rubber suit guy out there and have someone try to attack me and see what he does with a rubber suit to a guy in a rubber suit.
So,
because he's got a jaw that I think he could swallow my microwave.
So how long have you had him?
I've had him 4 years. He's going to be 4 years old May 1st.
So
and I tell you what.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You know, he diagnosed a very serious illness before any machine or any doctor, and basically saved my life.
Yeah, I've heard that doctors have the this unbelievable gift and ability to sense, you know, serious medical issues with human beings.
Tell you, and you know a little bit of my background. He is there for me, and he is my best friend. And I have lovely people around me, including yourself, and who I love all the way through here. But when he comes around, when the day is over, and I'm having a bad day, he seems to fill the cup of love.
You know, so how long you've had dogs all your life?
I have.
You know, and
the first one I had in 1964 was my first dog.
Let me ask you, what are your thoughts about pit bulls? What about these aggressive dogs that people have? And, you know, I've got a son that, you know, has a pit bull. And, you know, he's a docile dog. If around the people, you know, he knows and loves, but he's strong as an ox. And I'm a pretty big guy. And if I'm walking him, I mean, I don't even know how people, and he's not the really big pit bull, but I don't know how people even risk having that dog because of the sheer power of him, Sharky.
Well, you know, I think, here's my opinion on that. I think the dog itself, the breed is beautiful. I've seen so many beautiful pit bulls.
Right.
Unfortunately, in certain, back in my days, in my earlier life, the pit bulls were used in terrible, terrible, terrible types of situations.
Right.
And it broke my heart. Broke my heart. And but I believe that's, you know, it's in the trainer. It's, I guess it's in the breed too. I'm not sure. I can't say that because I am not a vet. But that is a beautiful dog. I see a dog like that, I will watch him, you know, and hope that he's, I can pet him. So if I could get closer, and I'd love on him, give him some love, you know. But you got to be careful. Any animal can do a surprise on you, and you, we know the stories there as well. So
you know, I never had a dog. We never had a dog growing up. I had 12 siblings. And so I guess that was more than enough in a house, 12 siblings, that we never had a dog. And so I never grew fond of a dog because we never had one. And, you know, I see some of these cute little dogs, you know, a few pounds bigger than a mouse. And they look so cute, man, you know, and people have them, and I can kind of see, because it appears to almost be like a little toy, right? But dogs require a lot of attention, just like children. And if you don't, I'm just assuming, if you don't have the time to give the dog the attention, you shouldn't have the dog. Is it safe to say that, Sharky?
I agree with that. Right now he's giving me the eye because he missed the walk yesterday because of our schedule. And so, hey, listen, but he's got a fancy name. Lenny Jr., named after a jockey, a disc jockey there in WLIP, Lenny Palmer. Nice man out there.
Hey Sharky,
so
thank you.
Named after.
Thank you very much for the call, Sharky. As always, man, keep up the good work. You know, I there'd been times that I had thought about, you know, getting a dog, but, you know, my kids have long since been grown. But, you know, I don't have the time. I clearly do not have the time. As I said, my son's dog he's such a playful dog. But, man, his strength, Calvin, I mean, those dogs are really physically strong.
Oh, yeah. Even my lab, he's a big boy. He's almost 80 pounds, but he'll pull you on the leash if he wants to. He's real strong.
Yeah, and it's smart, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, sometimes.
Oh, no. I mean, dogs.
Yes, in general, dogs are smart when they want to be.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. I just think that, you know, as I watch people and their love with dogs, you know, some of the, people here at the station sometimes will bring their dogs in, and you can kind of see the relationships that they have with dogs. I know people who have better relationships with their dogs than they do with people. It's just true. And so there's something clearly about the relationship with a dog and a human being, that the creator, really thought was important. Otherwise, he wouldn't have created the dog. And you know, Calvin, when I was growing up, dogs were basically outdoor dogs. They had dog houses outside, and they would be in the dog houses, and rarely would they allow them inside. But that's not, you know, the way it is today. Dogs are part of the family. Dogs are in the house, in the home, and eat in the kitchen along with the family members.
Oh yeah, my two dogs, my dad has gotten them used to giving them what he doesn't eat on his dinner plate every night. And then my older dog, the lab, sleeps in bed with my parents. So
wow.
Yeah, they're definitely part of the family.
Wow. 844-967-2789 is the number. Your thoughts? For a couple more seconds on this subject, because we got a lot of other subjects that we're going to talk about along the way. Tom, quickly, your response.
Earl, you have so many good topics. You can't even stay off the phone. First off, pit bulls are the sweetest dogs in the world. I have friends that have pit bulls, and they're the sweetest. My dogs are Lambo, Lombardi, and Curly. And they're one's an English Golden Doodle, one's a regular Golden Doodle, and one's a Schnauzer Doodle. And the reason why is because they're kind of like a Golden Retriever, except for they don't shed at all.
Yeah, Schnauzer's a beautiful dog, man. Schnauzer's a beautiful dog.
They're all very, very much. And one other thing I'd like to say is, people, remember that the word dog spelled backwards?
God, G-O-D.
God.
Yeah. So, hey, Tom, thank you very much for the call. Susan, we'll squeeze you in quickly. You say what? Susan. All right. I don't know where Susan is. 844-967-2789 is the number. I want to talk a little bit about a couple things on the other side. And I want to talk about, immigration. Because you hear people say the number one issue in the country right now is illegal immigration. And I'm going to point out some things as we get into the subject. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, news, weather, and sports. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. The greatest hits in Motown history every Monday from 8 to 10 on the Earl Ingram Show. So, in October 2023, the foreign-born share of immigrants was the highest in the history of our nation. At 49.5 million and 15% of the U.S. population in 2023, that was a record. The Census Bureau's current population survey shows that the total foreign-born or immigrant population, illegal and legal, was 49.5 million in October, a 4.5 million increase since President Biden took office, and a new record high. At 15%, the foreign-born share of the U.S. population is also the highest ever recorded in American history as the debate rages over the ongoing border crisis. So, 4.5 million increase, 49.5 million, is the population of immigrants, legal and illegal, in the country. Why are people acting like there's an invasion? Again, the numbers. 4.5 million increase since President Biden took office. Legal and illegal immigrants, 49.5 million is the total in the nation, 15%. And many of them are working. Why are we going crazy? You know, we talk as if the immigrants are the largest population in the nation. They're not. That's 49.5 million immigrants, legal and illegal. Many of them are working. So when people ask the question, what's the most important thing that you're concerned about in the nation, and people say immigration, I have to ask you the question. Maybe you don't know these numbers. So when I got to thinking about it, I decided to look up the numbers. And I don't think most of the people who are in this listening audience have any idea. It's 4.5 million, you know, a lot of people. But that pales in comparison to 350 million, which is how many Americans we have thereabouts. So why are we going nuts over immigration? Well, ignorance. People don't know. They're certainly not aware. And so 844-967-2789 is the number. Let's go to Julie from Franklin. Good morning to you, Julie. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. I think, how do we know how many illegal immigrants are here if they're here illegally?
Well, this is according to the Pew Research. They've done the research, and whatever method or tool they use, you know, they are a respectable entity that does this kind of research, and that's the number that they put on it.
Okay. I think the key is illegal, and I think what bothers people is that the illegal immigrants that come in they've already broken our laws. They don't come in the proper channels. They're welcome to come to the United States. Everybody wants immigrants legally coming in to the United States. That's what we're about. That's how we built our country. Most of us have relatives that came in legally to this country and built this country.
Well, I would say this to you, Julie. Those same illegal immigrants we're talking about, many of them are employed by business people in this nation. And so, you know, we can point our finger at those people, but they come here to work. The majority of them come here to work. And businesses know they're illegal, and we have a system set up, Julie, that taxes them. Are you aware of that?
Absolutely.
Okay,
that's
so
not right either.
I know, but it can't be. We can't blame those people if we have American citizens who employ them, and then a system that knows that they're here working, and we tax them. They know. I mean, this whole system is to blame, and not the people. They're going to come as long as there are people who are going to offer them work. And the fact that our government knows that and then puts them on the tax roll, Julie, that's the issue.
Knowingly come here illegally. They can come here legally and get jobs.
Hey, Julie, if people didn't hire them, they wouldn't come illegally. What comes first, the chicken or the egg? They come here because they know others who are employed, who've come here illegally, and they're employed, and it continues to happen. I wish I had more time. 844-967-2789 is the number. On the other side, we'll continue the conversation. 844-967-2789. Mondays, Motown Mondays on the Earl Ingram Show.